Bedtime Stories for Sissy Babies. Volume 2. By Christine Kringle. Experimental Variations, Part 2. Bethany Has Two Mommies. This story is a follow-up to Part 1 in the first volume of this series. While it is helpful to read the first story beforehand, this story still stands alone as a wonderful sissy baby bedtime story. Stacy James wasn't your typical woman in her 40s. She was rich, powerful, and motivated. She had built her own company from the ground up by the time she was 30, and it was so successful that it drew the interest of an investment banker named Raymond James. When he approached her about selling, she informed him that he'd have a better chance of marrying her than getting her company away from her. She was as good as her word because when Raymond was unable to pry her company out of her hands, he did indeed become interested in her. He was not a man accustomed to losing, especially in the business arena, but Stacy was a woman who was unlike anyone he had come up against in the past. It was just months before they were married. Ray had more money than some small countries. He had inherited a huge sum from his father, but he never wanted that to be what defined him, so he worked hard to take that inheritance and make it grow. He needed to build it up to the point that people recognized him, and not just his father's money. He was proud of his accomplishments, but it wasn't until he met Stacy that he really started living. Food, travel, simply everything was more enjoyable with her by his side. Stacy felt the same way. Until Ray, her sole passion was her business. She had come from modest means, but her parents had taught her the value of hard work, and she was determined to succeed. Ray was a kindred spirit, and she had never been happier until the day he died suddenly in a rock climbing accident. Stacy slid into a significant depression after Ray died. Life, even her company, had lost all meaning for her. She would often simply wander the halls of her estate and regret what she had lost. What she regretted the most, though, was the fact that she and Ray had never had any children. It was that regret that drove her to get back into life. She might not have children of her own, but she could use the vast wealth she inherited from Ray to make the world a better place for other people's children. It was with this new passion that she set about setting up foundations to fund research and charities to improve the plight of others. It was through one such foundation that she ended up funding the research project of Dr. Andrea Michaels and her work in hypnosis. It was with great interest that she listened as Dr. Michaels described an accident that had occurred with one of her test subjects that had left the boy suspended in a state of infancy and in the care of a girlfriend. "Certainly. Certainly, doctor," she had said when asked for assistance. "Whatever you need. As you are well aware, money is no object to me. I will speak with my lawyers immediately and see to it that this young lady is well compensated for her efforts, but in the meantime, can you tell me some more about this baby you've created?" Dr. Michaels explained the situation in detail, and when she was done, Stacy was convinced that this was a matter she should take a direct interest in. She collected all the information the doctor had on both the boy and his girlfriend and said she'd be sending a car for them, and asked the doctor to see if they would be willing to come out to her house so she could meet them and apologize in person. Dr. Michaels relayed the message and confirmed that the young lady said it wasn't necessary, but that she would come out if Mrs. James felt it was important. When the car returned with the two 20-year-olds in it, Stacy was standing in the doorway.